Mr. President, Uganda welcomes the delegation of Nepal, led by the Honorable Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, and we commend the government for its continued engagement with the UPR process, despite the many challenges being faced. Uganda recognizes that as a country emerging from conflict and the impact of a major devastating earthquake, the priority of the government is to address the transitional needs of the country for quick recovery before contributing to achieving long-term goals. However, we note that a strong and effective national human rights institution is essential for proper administration of justice. We therefore recommend to the government to enact relevant legislation to provide for necessary autonomy and independence of the National Human Rights Commission in accordance with the decision of the Supreme Court of Nepal. We also note that Nepal has already developed a national action plan as a basis for implementing the 2011 UPR recommendations. However, the process was reported as not widely consultative and not inclusive of all stakeholders. We would appreciate to know how the government intends to address this implementation gap. Finally, Mr. President, we recommend that the government puts in place an effective mechanism for addressing the reported multiple forms of discrimination against indigenous women in Nepal.